Gen Z, it's the audience that is mobile first and app addicted, so it should be an easy sell, right? Well, not exactly a walk in the park. You have to have smart segmentation and genuine messaging. And we learn tips on both from a top subscription app. This and more in episode 408.
Cracking the code on how you can drive business results and customer connection. Equipping you to acquire, engage, and retain customers, inspiring lasting loyalty across mobile, web, apps, and more. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Hosted by analyst, author, and top 30 mobile marketing influencer, Peggy Ann Sauls.
Thanks, Ricky, and thank you for joining Mobile Presence. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Sauls, mobile analyst, tech consultant, founder of Mobile Groove. And today it's all about Gen Z, right? It's the audience segment born between 1995 and 2010, makes up 40% of the global population, and it controls nearly $143 million in spending power. But more importantly, they are also a mobile first generation and they are app addicted, which is why it's critical to connect with this audience. Now, how you do it? Well, if you have a subscription app like my guest does today, then it's about getting them to open their hearts and their wallets. But again, not a straightforward process. It's quite difficult. There are shortcuts, there's thought leadership, and there's all of the above because we're here on Mobile Presence, the bi-weekly feature where we talk with the marketing experts. We get the answers to the tough questions because, hey, it's their daily job. It's their expertise that has earned them the title of mobile hero as chosen by Liftoff, a full-service mobile app marketing and retargeting platform. My guest today leads product, lifecycle, and performance marketing at VSCO, a photo, video editing app that encourages self-expression and creativity. That's sort of a match with Gen Z if there ever was. And she started out working in marketing and communications for several news platforms, then moved to the Bay Area to run growth marketing at HER, the largest dating app for queer women. Now she's at VSCO, where she drives user acquisition. She's a mobile hero. She's here with us today. Welcome, Noah Gutterman.
Thanks, Peggy. Great to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I mean, we always prep in advance, and I love the fact that you were in digital marketing before pivoting to mobile growth, because that means you have experience in communications, which is really what marketing is all about, right? And you have some values that you don't find in the average marketer as well. I mean, you were a Fulbright. I was one too. We have that in common, sort of BFFs here. You went to Ethiopia. I ended up in Germany. Great story and a lot of great skills to bring with you to your career where you are. But let's start with that exactly. I mean, can you tell me how your experiences, how taking this tangent, this broadening of your horizons has made you a better marketer?
I appreciate you tying it back to the Fulbright, not only because it's fun to share that with someone who also has had that experience, but because for me, that year in Ethiopia has really informed how I approach other human beings and how I think about marketing an app. Those might seem like really disparate experiences, but my Fulbright research project was to investigate and understand women and girls' access to financial and water resources. I worked in a region of Ethiopia that's extremely water insecure, and we looked to understand where women and girls were getting their water from and how they were getting it in order to understand what resources we needed to give them to give them more access to water. The end result was essentially a communication strategy that I wrote to try to better inform NGOs and other organizations about how to connect with this community of women and girls. I left that year feeling like I never wanted to do field research again. And what I really wanted to do was dig into this area of communications, really understanding what a core problem for a group of people was and pivoting that to connect them with what they were looking for. So I've, like you said, did a couple years in growth marketing and communications at news organizations, lastly at Axios, where I built their growth marketing from the ground up, and then moved over to HER, where I did growth marketing for obviously a very large community of queer women looking to meet and date each other. And now at VSCO, really trying to bring a product to market that gives photo and videos cool new twists and ways to post to social media or even just create content for yourself, and trying to connect a very large audience with that product. So I really feel like it's given me a ton of information about how to approach communities and how to understand mm-hmm. pain points in a user experience.
I'm all in favor of that. I mean, I believe in, you know, marketing is really now about communication, engaging, particularly quote unquote, in these times. And that prepares you really well, you know, to look at things from the viewpoint, as you did in Ethiopia, from the viewpoint of the people. And that's what you're doing now. You have a very people-focused app, and you're a marketing lead at VSCO. It is about people. It is about creativity. I'd like to understand how you work with people. You know, everyone is in a team, virtual or otherwise, and it all has to work. It all has to work at a different level now because marketing is very different now. Well, how does it work for you? What's your daily routine?
So I, like you mentioned, manage the product marketing, the lifecycle marketing, and the performance marketing. So those three functions roll up to me, and I really see them as the same end goal in mind, just different ways of getting there. So I try to work with my team on a daily basis in a very cross-functional form, even though we're all virtual, to try to get them to see how their individual marketing roles and responsibilities all ladder up to this one core goal that we're driving after, which is both increasing the number of app installers, but more importantly, increasing the number of premium subscribers to VSCO, because that at the most base level is how we as a business make money. We are a subscription app. So while we definitely pay attention to our installers and we love them, we are ultimately trying to drive towards getting more premium subscribers for the business.
So you wrote this blog post, Noah, and just wondering what was the inspiration, the idea behind it?
I think in general, Gen Z is a hard population to segment or to crack or to understand. And I feel like a lot of companies are interested in going after Gen Z, but maybe don't understand everything that they need to do to reach that audience that's quite different from other demographics. So I thought it would be helpful to share some advice about how we at VSCO build our growth marketing practice specifically to target, segment, and attract these users.
Absolutely. And then to your point, I mean, it's not an easy one and you are a subscription app. You have to figure out, you know, what are you going to communicate? How are you going to communicate it? What are they going to go for? You know, what's a trial? What's too much of a trial? All these questions which are taking me up to actually right now where we have to go to break. But listeners, you get an idea of where we're going to be taking this and all the more reason to come back. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz. We have Noah Gutterman, marketing team lead at VSCO. And Noah, we were talking about Gen Z because that's the focus here. Not the easiest audience to crack, partially also because they tend to take control of things. You know, you just think about where a cult can take something like Game of Thrones, and you get what I'm talking about here. And you've had your own thing, you know, it's not Comic-Con, but it's something interesting and phenomenon of popular culture. VSCO Girls, tell me about that. That was something that came out of nowhere.
Again, this was slightly before my time at VSCO, but last year we saw huge numbers of Gen Zs flock to VSCO this whole cultural meme of the VSCO girl came about. Because at VSCO, we pay less attention to that and more about who our actual users are, what their wants, needs, and desires are. These are creators who come to VSCO looking for both a safe space to create, free from likes and comments and other not so great behavior you get on other social media apps, but also a place to express themselves creatively, to try new things, to edit photos and videos in a way that they don't get on other platforms. And that's where the real brand love comes in for VSCO, is we've created a product that is really unlike anything else on the market. And we have a huge base of people, especially Gen Zers, who love our product for those things exactly, for it being unique, for it being different than other social media platforms, and for providing a space that actually brings something good to the world, that encourages creativity and self-expression rather than encouraging, you know, the number of likes you get or the number of comments you get.
But you did mention before, is the truth, bottom line, it's a subscription app. So I want to understand, you know, there's a different kind of school of thought on this. There's one that says, oh, give away a free trial or give away a discount. You know, we're in COVID, everything needs to be discounted and cheap. And then there are others that say, no, space it out differently, because if it's valuable and worthwhile paying for, that's going to get a different audience. What's your view on what do you do to get someone to commit? Because they can't do it in one step, but how do you sort of, you know, make it such a habit that they will open up their wallet?
I think that comes in from just a genuine product marketing angle. We really focus on the premium subscription features that bring something valuable to market and show our free users or our not yet users out in the wild, if we're doing, you know, a paid marketing campaign, why they need VSCO in their lives. We really lean on the quality of our product to market everything that comes with that subscription benefit. So that's why product lifecycle and performance all roll up to me, because we really want to create one cohesive vision from the first time you see an ad, let's say on Instagram, to your install screen when you get the app for the first time, to your onboarding process, to your upsell process. It should all feel cohesive in nature, in creative, in tone of voice, and it should all really represent the VSCO brand in its truest self.
And that tells us a lot right there, because as you said, it all rolls up to you. So there's product, there's marketing, engineering, you know, data, it's all in one place, because this needs to be cohesive, coherent, consistent. You know, it needs to be that to get the attention of your audience and probably also to keep them.
Even more so, my marketing team actually sits within the overall umbrella of product. So while the product marketer rolls up to me, we actually are in constant cross-functional communication with the PMs, with the engineers, with our VP of product. That all is happening on a daily basis because of the way we set up our teams.
So you talked about the product, and it's about encouraging behavior. You have a new feature, text. Tell me about that. Well, unpack that for me. Is it writing or is it more?
Yeah, I'm so excited we get to talk about text. It's one of my favorite features on VSCO. Okay. Plug, if you haven't checked it out yet, please do so. It's actually one of our new features that is available for premium subscribers only. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It allows you to write over your photos or your videos. This is one feature that we realized we really needed to come up with, because while you can write in text on other platforms like Snapchat, there was no place where you could put text on photos and videos in a really creative, out-of-the-box way. This was something we found that our users wanted and also that we wanted to create. So it was like this perfect marriage. And now it's one of the most used tools on VSCO, and it's also a really great way for us to market the premium subscription. So like I was mentioning earlier with that cohesive user journey, we put out ads now that feature our text. You may run across them on Facebook or Instagram, showing you really all the cool things you could do if you made the decision to purchase our premium subscription. That's one of many tools you get access to.
So I'm hearing something in between the lines here, and that's about how to communicate this in a campaign to a Gen Z. Sounds a little bit like show and don't tell, right? You know, show me, don't market to me, just amaze me with the possibilities for self-expression. Is that hitting the nail on the head here?
You got that exactly right. I think it's also really important to lean on these amazing features, especially text, because a lot of people know what VSCO is. We're not a brand new app to market. We've actually been around for about 10 years. So many people, especially in that Gen Z demo, are super familiar with just like the brand name VSCO. And we want to make sure that we're not having people scrolling through their Instagram feeds and just skipping right over processing the ad because they just see it in a split second, know that it's VSCO, and they decide whether or not they've, you know, already used it and make preconceived maybe judgments about the app. We really want to capture someone's attention and really like give them a sneak peek into how cool the premium features are. So not only is it just about making a cohesive user journey, it's really about honing in on why you need VSCO, again, that show not tell, and what makes it so cool right now. So we don't necessarily need to introduce our brand to market. We're really looking to introduce new features and components of our premium subscription to market.
Another thing that's important with Gen Z is having the feeling like you have connected. You're not like a a company or a brand that comes like someone who's unexpected, sits on the couch, and we try to avoid you. You know, you're in our living room, so to speak, and you're part of the conversation. Now, you do that by being authentic in voice, so your approach in your ads and your creatives. And we talked about the show not tell, but you can also do it if you sort of have advocates or enable advocates. I'm just wondering where you are on that level. Is this something important for you? Is it important to maybe not quite do influencer marketing, but some sort of offshoot of it?
Influencer is something that I'd actually love for VSCO to get into in 2021. We're not quite there yet. But when I say influencer, I'm not talking about your standard, you know, fashion influencer on Instagram. I'm talking about real creators, people who make art on VSCO, who have medium to large size followings, and hope to work with those folks to really show a different demographic why they might need VSCO. In general, when we talk about relying on social buzz or using people who love our app to do marketing, we really think about that in a lot of different ways. I'll give you a couple examples. One example is that in all of our marketing, we always license and use images made by our creators on our app. So if you see VSCO ads out in the wild, know that you are looking at something that someone who uses VSCO created and we licensed from them. So we really, that's like one of the core tenets of our business is we want to empower our creators and put our creators first whenever possible. And so rather than paying for some random stock photos, why not pay to get access to our creators' photos?
That makes a lot of sense. That's really exciting right there, because that's walk the talk, be part of the group, the community, the tribe. I mean, that nails it right there. Tell me some more about your approach there. That was just one of them, but I was so excited I had to break in and tell you about that.
We also have come upon this pretty cool phenomenon that is entirely accidental. We can't even take credit for it, where we have a lot of creators, specifically Gen Zers, putting their VSCO profile link out into the wild, especially in like their Instagram bio. So linking to their own profile. And we see those links in the millions out in the wild. And actually a lot of people who are new installers of the app come in through someone else's profile link. So while it's not necessarily influencer marketing in the truest sense, it really is like genuine micro-influencer marketing, because we see a lot of teens and Gen Zers using their own profile to attract someone else to VSCO. And that's something we're really hoping to dig deeper into and understand a little bit more in 2021. Like, maybe we don't need to work with just medium to big size influencers. Maybe we could also work with smaller influencers who just have really great communities around them who want to use VSCO.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to also what you want to be deep diving into is also just understanding a little bit more about the segmentation. You know, it's payers and non-payers for one, you know, subscribers, non-subscribers. But again, you're talking about creators and then there's the hobbyist. I just want to understand how deep or where you start even for that matter in segmenting Gen Z.
Exactly. So we've got kind of two ways to think about segmentation, and they are both valuable and both important to consider. So at our core level, we've got right paying subscribers and free users. I think that's probably pretty classic for any subscription-based app. It's always kind of a push and pull to figure out, are you designing your app for the free users, or are you designing your app for the premium subscribers? And more, we're hoping to design new features for the premium subscribers while still making the free version of the app an incredible experience. So we really try and split between those two. We have another way of segmenting, which we call like a casual creator, or just like your standard Gen Z creator, versus a more serious, either semi-professional, just good creator, or professional creator. And some of those more casual creators do pay for a premium subscription, some don't. And then the vast majority of what we consider like a hobbyist, a semi-professional, professional creator, those people are more often in the premium subscription bucket. So while we're always trying to move people from free to premium, we also dig in there and try to understand like how much are they using the app? If they're coming back every single day, it's going to be a lot easier to convince them to become a premium subscriber. If they're a casual creator and they're coming in once a week, slapping a filter on a photo and exporting it to Instagram or to Snapchat, it might be a little bit more difficult to convince them why they should become a premium subscriber. So we really let user behavior dictate our audience segmentation and our upsell funnel.
Mm-hmm. That is so smart, by the way, because that is it. It's how I interact. And then, you know, and you've got it. It rolls up to you again. No, I mean, there you go. Life cycle management, life cycle marketing. It all rolls up to you because it's what they're doing in the app. They're in the app because it's got great features and it's a great product. And you have to, you have to speak to people the way they are, according to the hints and what they're showing you about how they act with the apps. It makes perfect sense. And it's really exciting because so few companies are set up like that. I do have to go to break one last time, Noah, but when we come back, we'll be talking more about maybe a couple top tips from you and a little bit more into how you see the world based on your experience at VSCO. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we are back. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz, your host. We have Noah Gutterman from VSCO and a mobile hero. So, you know, two times here. Great time to ask you. I'm going to just throw out some words and concepts, and you come back to me with what you're thinking of. I could ask you the first one. What the heck? Mobile hero. What do you think of?
When I hear mobile hero, I think of someone who is really innovating in the mobile space, pushing the boundaries while staying really on top of what's happening technically in the industry. This is so relevant with iOS 14 and all the changes related to that. So when I think of mobile hero, I think of someone who's really on top of both tech space, and trends.
Very cool. And of course, you are a mobile hero. So I have to ask you myself, because when I think of mobile heroes, I think of like really amazing marketers. I've been interviewing them on and off now for, I think I'm in my third year. And they all have like a certain talent, a certain superpower. Think of Marvel, right? So I will ask you your superpower.
I think my superpower is probably distilling really big ideas and concepts into marketable, creative, and calls to action. So I'm really good at taking, you know, a super big go-to-market brief on a brand new product launch and distilling it down into a 15-second video with a cute, snappy call to action.
Wow. Maybe I'll hire you. No, I'm just kidding. Because that is an ability. That is a very much needed ability today. And the core of great marketing. Okay, we'll continue with this. I'm having fun. Celebrity.
We get some pretty cool celebrities using VSCO. So not just for your average Gen Zer. And my recent favorite is Justin Bieber's actually on VSCO. So if you go to VSCO's Instagram, it's one of our recent posts. You can actually go see what Justin Bieber's favorite presets are that he's using.
Boy, now we're going to start an avalanche of of our audience going there. But anyway, okay, cool. We will continue. Mobile ad creatives.
When I hear mobile ad creatives, and I'm super focused on these right now for VSCO, I come back to my personal like frame of reference and I guess marketing mantra for Q4 and looking into next year, which is that ad creative is the new audience. With the loss of IDFA or the opt-in requirement for IDFA, I think creative is going to become vastly more important than audience targeting. And it's really going to be the way that you attract someone to take the action you're looking for them to take, whether it's installing your app, going to your website, signing up for something. I think creative is the new audience.
That is very cool. Very true. Very true. So that changes everything just a bit, which brings us to the next concept, measure of success.
Yeah. When I hear that, I think about individual KPIs for each step of a user journey or a marketing funnel to kind of net out into your overall understanding of metrics. Each step in your funnel should have a particular metric associated with it: prospecting, ad click, remarketing, ad click, install, registration, start trial, purchase. Each of those should have their own metric that all ladder up to determining the overall success of that marketing flow.
Perfect sense. And fits also back in with your blog, which we're going to tell listeners about in a moment where they can find it. But hey, based on that, top tip for marketing to Gen Z.
I will say this again and again, but user segmentation. Gen Z, as much as we talk about it and it's in the cultural groundwater, that's a huge population of people. At VSCO, we do that segmentation based on user behavior within the app. That doesn't necessarily apply to every app or every context, but really drill down and understand what that user's pain points are, segment the audience, and then lead with what makes your product special.
We are coming down to the end, unfortunately, but I just have to ask you one straightforward question. You know, how do our users stay in touch with you? How would they say, hey, you know what? Noah's saying some great stuff here. I'm going to read her blog. I'll tell you about where you can find that in a moment. But, you know, what is it? It's social, LinkedIn. What works for you?
People can find me on LinkedIn. My name is Noah Gutterman. But please also come find me on VSCO. That's where I'm at most of the time. So my VSCO profile is Noah Gutterman 6.
Okay. And you're a creator or you're a hobbyist?
Oh, I would say that I'm a very casual creator. I am absolutely that person who comes on, slaps a filter on and exports it to my Instagram stories. But it means that I actually am very much in the mindset of our other casual creators. So definitely come check out VSCO, check out my profile, check out Justin Bieber's profile, but also just see all the amazing content that's being created on VSCO every day.
Well, now you got me. Now I got to go take a look. I have to say, no, it was great having you. Thank you so much for sharing your insights around Gen Z, but also having just a little bit of fun and spending some time here today with me. Great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well.
And of course, it was an experience. It's great to always, you know, have something to look back on. Not just the memories, Noah, but we do have your profile. We have your blog. We have everything over at your dedicated page over at heroes.liftoff.io. So do check that out. tips on how to market to Gen Z. Also really important for subscription apps because, hey, that is where it's all going. And that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another episode of Mobile Presence. If you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor, then you can email me, Peggy at MobileGroove. MobileGroove.com is where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And you can check out this and all early episodes of our show by going to WMR.FM, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And we added Amazon, so you can go there too. Lots of channels, lots of ways to connect. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.